I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life. And that is why I succeed. Michael Jordan. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Dre Murray. This is the Dre Murray Podcast, where I share my thoughts, my experiences, in an effort to help you, the listener, avoid some of the potholes, some of the roadkill, some of the just crazy things you may see in the road that could cause problems. My hope is that these talks help you to avoid some of those things, and that you can, you know, go around them, and also that you can help someone else in the future to avoid them. So this week is kind of, the episodes have kind of been pretty close together in regards to content and what they're about. They've been related for the most part. Yesterday we talked about consistency. There was the gold mine before that, just, you know, how powerful this mind that God has given us is. And then Monday was me talking about practical ways to get unstuck and to begin, to start, to rekindle the fire that you once had. I have a podcast. I spoke about it on a previous episode that pertaining to consistency. Well, not consistency, but maybe the lack thereof, where I talked about being a jack of all trades. I was going to post that today, but then a friend of mine, fellow creative, fellow, I don't know, lover of self-improvement, if we want to call it that. We are always sending each other just inspiration back and forth. Corey Paul, he sent me this article this morning, and you know, I played basketball my entire life, so it's basically the article is from cheatsheet.com, and it's about 3 years old, so some of these numbers will be a little different now if the players are still playing the game right now, but for the most part they're all retired. But the title of the article is NBA, the 10 players who have missed the most shots. And you heard at the beginning of the podcast, a quote from Michael Jordan, which was actually in a Nike commercial. It was a Nike campaign. It was one of the most well put together Nike campaigns that I can remember in regards to the Jordan era. And he spoke about not his, you know, his wins, but he spoke about his losses, mainly his missed shots, and you know, how that is what has helped him to succeed. And so this article is really interesting because you don't see too many articles that zoom in on in dealing with great players. You don't see too many articles that zoom in on the losses or the, you know, the failed attempts. And this article gives the top 10 players who have missed the most shots in NBA history. And like I said, this is from September of 2015. So the numbers for those that are still playing, they're going to be a little bit different. But surprisingly, you know, the greats are on this list. Well, I shouldn't say surprisingly. I would think, you know, when you think about missed shots, it has this negative connotation. So most people, especially people that might not necessarily know the game, because of missed shots and just the way that makes us feel, their first reaction would be that it would be, you know, players that aren't that great on this list, right? Just because of that's just how we think about missed or failed attempts. We has this negative connotation behind it. So, but I know as you know, most of you I'm sure know that you can't make shots if you don't take shots, and some of those shots are not gonna fall. That Michael Jordan campaign, I was a teenager when it came out, and you know, I understood it, but I didn't really understand it. And now, as a man in his 30s, married with kids, and you know, on this journey as a creative and trying to get into business and all kind of other things, you know, looking back, I can see those missed shots, and then I can also see how those missed shots turned into, you know, some of my greatest successes, some of my greatest moments. So here's the top 10 list. And again, this is from September 2015. It's from cheatsheet.com. Number 10 on the list is Dirk Nowitzki. He is, I always pronounce his name wrong. I think that's how you pronounce his last name. I always just have called him Dirk. Looking at his last name, the way it's spelled, you know, being American, you want to pronounce it a certain way. So, but anyway, Dirk. So Dirk is number 10 on the list. And Dirk has missed, at this particular time, Dirk missed 10,916 shots. Number 9 is Allen Iverson. AI took 19,906 shots. He missed 11,439 of them. Elgin Baylor, he took 20,171 shots. He missed 11,478 shots over his career. It says it's 14 years as a Laker. Dominique Wilkins, he missed 11,626 shots. And he attempted 21,589. MJ is number 6. And at this, well, he didn't play after this 2015. So still hopeful that he'll make a comeback, though. So at this time, it says that he attempted 24,537 shots. And he missed 12,345. So you can see from the quote earlier, that was, you know, around the championship run. And, you know, he missed, what did it say in the quote, over 9,000. So he missed over 3,000 more shots from that time. So number 5 is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, one of the greatest Lakers, one of the greatest players in NBA history. He missed 12,470 shots. He took 28,307. Number 4 is Karl Malone, one of the most hated players in the NBA, if you ask me. I didn't like him when he was with the Jazz, because he, you know, was going up against my Bulls one year pretty tough, him and Stockton and Hornacek. But I digress. Unable to deliver on, let's see, he took 26,210 shots. He missed 12,682 shots. Number 3 is Elvin Hayes. Never got to see Elvin Hayes play, but he missed 13,296 shots out of his 24,272 attempts. Number 2, another player I never got to see play, John Havlicek. Was a great Boston Celtic NBA champion. He missed 13,417 shots out of 23,930. And then number 1 on the all-time miss list, little drum roll here, Kobe the Bean Bryant. Kobe Bean Bryant missed 13,000 766 shots, and he attempted 25,087 shots, with a shooting percentage combined 45.3%. So less than half, of his shots that he took, he missed. More than half. He missed more than half. His shooting percentage was below 50%. He missed more than half of the shots that he took. Crazy. But it's all about perspective, right? It's all about perspective. You know, like I said, missed shots can carry this negative connotation. You know, 45.3% doesn't look so hot in certain contexts. You know, in school, you get a 45.3%, you are tripping, right? You got a lot of work to do. You know, I don't even know if they, you know, they'll just give you an F, right? But it's all about perspective, right? It's all about perspective. As an athlete, you do that, and you're considered one of the greats. You know, you're almost making half of the shots that you took. So in life, like I said, In life, like I said, I've looked back along my journey. I've seen where I've taken a lot of shots as I've gotten older, and mainly because I've realized this principle that the more shots you take, the more chances you have at success. If you stand back and you aren't taking any shots at all, you have no chance. You've already killed your chance. So there's many of you out there that you have these ideas, you have these things that you want to do, but you're sitting on them. You know, I've done the same thing. Even now, still to this day, I still do some of that. I still, you know, hold on to certain ideas and don't let them fly. I still have to talk myself into this thing, right? Because of fear. Fear can definitely try to get a hold of us. But we have to overcome that fear and realize that the more shots that we take, the better chance we have at success. You gotta put up the ball. You gotta shoot the ball in order to have a chance for it to go in. So I just want to encourage you guys today, like whatever field you're in, if you're creative, you do business, in coffee, like I love coffee, whatever it is, take shots. Those ideas that you have, get them out there. Don't let them just sit for years and never attempt them. Throw the attempts out there. What's good about getting ideas out that I've found is that you get feedback. You know, if your idea is not what it needs to be, the masses will let you know, or you know, people around you will let you know. And then from that, you can begin to shape and mold it into something even better, right? So yeah, get those ideas out. Don't hold on to them. Don't hold on to them. You're not hurting anybody, or you're not helping anybody by holding on to your ideas, right? You're not helping anyone. You're definitely not helping yourself. But like I said earlier this week, like the work that we do is in service to other people. Like we're creating, we're doing certain things because we want to help others. I'm doing this podcast, or, you know, these talks, because I really want to help not just younger creatives or younger people, but people that are my age and even older. Maybe, you know, they have begun to rethink some things, and now they want to go into another direction. They may be older than I am, but maybe something that I say here can help them. So yeah, man. Let those ideas fly. Don't hold on to them. Thank you guys for listening. Please share, subscribe to the podcast on your platform that you use. You know, tell people about it. Leave a review if you can. That would definitely help. Just let people know about it. You can find me online at DreMurray22. You can also listen to my other podcast that I host with co-founder of Black Gold Creative, Billy Wigginton, multimedia company that we started this past year. And we have a podcast where we talk about family, coffee, and hip hop. So you can check that out. You can follow us at I Found Black Gold online. And continue to listen. Hope you guys have an amazing day. This is Dre Murray. Peace.